Some of the soybean and corn crops just south of Oaks, North Dakota, now lie shredded in fields. Area farmer Scott German says he's never seen hail damage to this extent. According to the National Weather Service, hail diameter ranged from 1¾ inch to 2¾ inches.
There was corn fields that were, you know, 8-9 feet tall and 50% tasseled, and I mean, it looks like you went out there with a rotary mower and set it about 6 inches off the ground and just took off. And, you know, some soybean alfalfa fields, you can't tell what's what out there. And it's a pretty heavily irrigated area. And I think, it must be about a 3 by 6 or 7 mile stretch. I think I counted 11 irrigators that were tipped over. One producer lost a 550,000 bushel grain bins, yeah, so there was a pretty nasty little stretch of weather.
Fortunately, German did not sustain any major damage to his crops from the Sunday evening storm. In Dickey County, soybeans are starting to set pods and corn is tasseling. However, area farmers remain cautiously optimistic.
You know, I'd say on the whole around Dickey County, I'd put the corn at, you know, maybe 20-25% tasseling. You know, some of the early planted soybeans, we got some now that are starting to set pods pretty good. So I think everybody's kind of a little bit, you know, nervous. There's a awful nice crop out there, but that awful nice crop can go away in just a matter of a couple minutes. There are a few producers with some small grains. I do have a little bit of rye I nibbled in last fall, and I think that'll be ready for harvest here probably in, you know, maybe a week or 10 days. That I think it'll be a good crop. I don't think it's going to be great. I think we got a little bit too dry in that late May, early June time frame.
Check out the Red River Farm Network's Facebook and Twitter pages for photos from the Oaks area. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.